Welcome to Why Horse in the Know, where we talk about everything Why Horse and then some, sponsored by MSCR. I am your host, Jaden Cole. Today we will be talking with Mr. Terrell James, coach for the basketball club at Why Horse Middle School. Let's get started. Thank you, Mr. T, for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me today.
Mr. T, are you excited for your team this year?
Yes, I am. I am extremely excited. This is my first time coaching Why Horse Middle School. But this is also my second year coaching basketball for MSCR.
What made you want to coach again?
Just for the love of the game. I like to coach kids, teach kids the game of basketball, how it really supposed to be played.
Do you really have like a very strong connection with the kids?
Yes, I do. I really do. I have a lot of connection with kids. They always come up to me during passing time, during school hours, and ask me, what are we doing for practices and stuff like that.
Do you feel your team has everything they need this year?
Yes, I do, especially from the help from MSCR and giving us all the equipment that we need for basketball practice.
What were some of the things you needed?
I needed like new basketballs, stuff like cones for basketball drills and basketball panties, as in jerseys.
What are some things that can help you get better at basketball?
I got a couple of examples. One, I used to watch my favorite basketball player, LeBron James, like copy his moves when I watch him play for the NBA. Also, on your free time, I always dribble the basketball around the neighborhood, go to like other parks and play with my friends.
Do you take notes?
I used to take notes when I was younger. I try to like copy like when LeBron do his fadeaway, like you supposed to set your feet and turn around, but don't travel.
Okay, that's nice. I actually like LeBron James. So what are some other things you're going to show us?
Teach you guys how to properly do layups with your, so when you jump for a layup, you always do your opposite foot. And also go back to like fundamentals where when you do your layups, make sure you hit the backboard, stuff like that. And when you dribble, take your time, but always look up when you dribble.
What are some rules you have on the team?
So some of the rules are no cursing, no talking back, encourage your teammate, and just be respectful to your teammates and your coaches.
Is there any other rules you have?
Besides like other rules, I've been trying to be like more like strict with the kids, especially when it comes to like respect, because I want to create good young men and good young girls to be more responsible, more respectful to their peers.
What happens when a kid doesn't follow the rules?
Usually during practice, if one of the kids don't follow the rules, I have the whole team run. Also, if it becomes like a continuous thing, they will not be able to play in one of the games.
Why do you have the whole entire team run instead of that one individual?
Because I'm trying to teach them as a group. It's not just one individual person. If one person mess up, the whole team mess up.
Who can all join the team?
Boys and girls, 6th grade through 8th grade.
Are they going to be on the same team?
No, they will not be on the same team. So the girls will have their own team. The boys will have their own team.
What are some exercises you can do to get better?
For example, like if you are at home and or at a park at home, just grab a basketball, start working on your handles, get better with your offhand. Like if you are really, like if you're right-handed, work on your left hand. If you are left-handed, work on your right hand. I remember back then I used to tie a belt behind my back and dribble with one hand. That would work on your offhand as in dribbling.
When I was like 5, I used to shoot threes, but when I shot the threes, I kept missing, and I was like upset and whatever. But then I remember Kobe Bryant saying like never give up on your dream or whatever, and yeah, that advice really helped me out.
That's good, cause Kobe Bryant is a really, he loved to practice. If you don't practice, you will not get better. So definitely in your free time, go practice. Work whatever you got to work on.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. T, for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm your host, Jaden Cole. Why Horse out.